10 driverless cars are being deployed in the Metro Phoenix area, and Lyft users may get to test one out. Yesterday, Waymo's CEO announced a partnership with a car share service that will potentially allow consumers to take their first ride in a self-driving vehicle. For more on the strategy behind this, we're joined now by Andrew Hawkins, transportation reporter for The Verge. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So this announcement, we knew that these two companies were going to partner for a while, right? Was this surprising at all that it came now and that it was 10 cars?
Yeah, I think it was a little surprising because, like you said, they announced, I think it was around 2 years ago, Lyft and Waymo said that they were going to work together. At that time, we didn't really know what that partnership was going to be about. They didn't really say sort of what the nature of their partnership was going to be. So now we finally had that answer. They said yesterday that there's going to be these 10 cars, the self-driving cars that are going to be available on Lyft's app, and Lyft customers can basically open up the app and choose to ride in a self-driving car if that's the way that they want to get around town.
But with 10 cars, how likely is it they'll get one? I guess is my question.
I think the wait times are likely to be significant. Yes. So that's something that people may want to consider. I think you'll get a lot of people who are very much interested in this technology and have been curious about it. Obviously, Waymo has been operating in the Phoenix area for several years now, but their cars have been pretty exclusive in terms of they've been pretty stingy in how they dole out rides. They only give them to folks that sign these NDAs and are part of this early rider program. And just recently they launched a commercial service called Waymo One that's still only available to people that used to be in the early rider program. So it's been a pretty limited pool of people that have been allowed to ride in these cars. Now it's 10 cars on Lyft's app. Anyone can use it. But like you said, it's probably going to be a bit of a wait if you want to actually hail one.
So Andrew, let's go really, really big picture, because we hear about these various progress reports as we go along. And I know that there are still many secrets we don't know, even though you're a journalist looking into this a lot. Where are we really in terms of progress on self-driving cars? And how soon could this possibly be something that really affects more and more people across the country?
So I think in the last year or so, we've all sort of collectively realized that it's much further away in the future than maybe we originally anticipated, that in maybe the 2016-2017 hype cycle was running really hot, and there was lots of partnerships, and there was lots of money flying around, and everyone was getting really excited, and there were sort of lots of really sort of crazy predictions being made about how soon self-driving cars were going to hit the road. That said, there are self-driving cars on the road today. Waymo's in Phoenix. GM is operating self-driving cars in San Francisco. Uber is also in Pittsburgh. So there are self-driving cars on the road today, but they are not available to the vast majority of people that use ride-hailing services and that drive and that want to get around town. So I think the realization is that this is going to be a much longer sort of phase-in. We're going to sort of see some small-scale deployments like we see it in Phoenix around the country in the next few years or so, but it's probably at least a decade away before it's going to start to have a significant impact on transportation in this country.
So, Andrew, I did a ride along in one of these Waymo cars for the show last year, I think it was, and it was unclear to me, is there any sense of where exactly these cars are allowed to drive at this point? Do they really go anywhere now?
So Waymo keeps the cars restricted to just a few towns in the sort of the suburban area around Phoenix. So I think it's Chandler, Mesa, Gilbert, and Tempe are the towns that it operates in.
Right.
And those are towns that they've mapped those towns. They feel fairly confident about their technology operating within sort of that fenced in area. We call it a geofence because it's obviously not a real fence, but it's more of a virtual fence that they keep around those towns. And if someone was outside of one of those towns, or in downtown Phoenix, for example, and wanted to use one, they would not be able to because Waymo restricts its cars to just those areas. And that's really just about the confidence of the companies and where they feel that they can operate in the safest way possible.
That is Andrew Hawkins. He's a transportation reporter for The Verge. Andrew, thank you for the update.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.